hours to 17 hours, except on days when teams will be relocating to the next registration center. Register now. It's your right. It's your choice. This message is brought to you by the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Sikortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Ngabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Tembo, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
It's 8:01, let's get into the main news bulletin. This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMZ, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Zesco blames import restrictions for inconsistent power supply. UPND says Chingola incident an isolated security issue and not popularity test. And in global news, U.S. Senate passes funding bill as historic shutdown nears likely end. Good morning, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Power Utilities Zesco says the lack of a consistent power supply of at least 3 hours per day, despite the country importing 350 megawatts from Zimbabwe, Mozambique and South Africa, is due to restrictions during the import process. Zesco Managing Director Justin Longo say has told Phoenix News that limits on the volumes and routes available for cross-border purchases have constrained how much electricity can be brought into the system at any one time, reducing the buffer available to stabilize supply. Engineer Longo explains that the import routes through neighboring countries are subject to allocation and logistical limits that can change month to month, affecting the timing, quantity of deliveries, and combined with technical faults, leading to reduced hours of supply most times. He has, however, assured that in order to address this, Zesco is working with its regional counterparts and transmission operators to optimize import schedules and widen the pool of suppliers where possible. Zesco is currently importing power from Mozambique, South Africa, Botswana and Zimbabwe, and has recovered 130 megawatts from exports to Namibia in an effort to boost domestic supply.
For example, supply, at times we get restriction from, if we are importing, there is a certain restriction on the route of import, then we have to reduce accordingly. So those are some of the challenges that we may be facing. Then we have to supplement it with imports. But again, the challenge we're having is that imports are restricted in terms of amounts you can get through, either through Zimbabwe or through Namibia.
UPND National Chairman Collins Maoma has downplayed the recent incident in Chingola, where President Hakainde Hichilema was rushed to safety after stones were thrown at him, saying it should not be seen as a sign of the party losing popularity ahead of next year's elections. Mr. Maoma has told Phoenix News that the episode was an isolated security occurrence and not a reflection of national support. He says leaders should be judged on performance in electoral contests and how well they respond to citizens' needs rather than single incidents. Mr. Maoma pointed to the party's track record of wins in by-elections as a more reliable indicator of popular support, arguing that consistent performance across multiple contests provides a clearer picture than isolated disturbances. He has insisted that the party's focus remains on sustaining victory, implementing its manifesto, and responding to Zambia's needs ahead of the 2026 general elections.
You cannot measure strength when isolated the incidents. You measure it by way of seeing what is happening across the country. I'll tell you that UPND so far, having participated in the most of these elections, the by-elections, we have remained victorious. So if that is the measuring stick here, but for us, that is not the way. Ours is to the people of Zambia. As the UPND, we respond to the needs of the people of Zambia, and that's all. So whatever happens, we always want to make sure that you respond to the needs of the people, and this is what we're doing. We promise our measuring stick is our manifesto, which we are fulfilling. UPND will not lose focus for one incident now. UPND will continue responding to the needs of the people as placed in our manifesto.
The Ministry of Agriculture is calling on the private sector to invest in grain storage facilities to support the country's booming agricultural production and meet the 2030 targets. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Hulu says the urgent call to action is driven by President Hakainde Hichilema's directive to produce 10 million metric tons of maize and 1 million metric tons each of soybeans and wheat. Mr. Hulu explains that the current shortage of storage facilities requires the country to expand its warehousing infrastructure to handle the anticipated bumper harvests and maintain the quality and value of harvested crops. He adds that government's call for private sector participation is a cornerstone for national food security and for farmers to have access to safe and adequate storage. Mr. Hulu further notes that investment in the agriculture sector will prevent post-harvest losses, create employment opportunities, and stimulate rural economic growth across the entire agricultural value chain.
As government, we know that the private sector participation will not only enhance national food security, but will also create employment opportunities and also stimulate rural economic growth. And you know that proper storage facilities are critical in maintaining the quality and the value of invested, harvested crops, such as maize, soybeans, wheat, and rice. So this also enables the farmers to keep their land for a longer period of time and sell the produce at competitive prices throughout the year. And as a nation, we are endowed with a lot of arable land and a lot of water bodies.
Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Siyalubalo is urging subcontractors to prioritize drainage infrastructure to protect newly built roads as the rainy season starts. Mr. Siyalubalo has emphasized that failure to address drainages will waste government resources and efforts, and is urging subcontractors to work at the same pace as road constructors. He has, however, acknowledged delays in working on the drainage system, citing issues like safety lines and water pipes, and has called on service providers to move quickly to meet government requirements and avoid any further delays. The minister's warning comes as the country prepares for the rainy season and has committed to ensure the sustainability of the newly built roads.
There are some drains, but basically the drains are not the fault of the contractors. You know, there are a lot of safe lines. We talk of electric poles, we talk of water pipes, and many more. So in terms of when the time that is being spent on negotiating the back and forth, that is where the delay is coming up. So it's important that those other service providers should make sure that they move in tandem with the requirements that the government wants, opening up these roads